Starting by feeling the whole body. That field where experiences happen that we call body. That field where movements and warmths and coolnesses, heaviness, density, lightness. Texture, balancing. And openness, aliveness, add up to our experience of a body. And if we can play with the image in our mind of our body, and when we can kind of take space from that image and just feel, or bring the feeling more into the center of our attention. As we take a guided tour of the skin, starting with the hands. As if we're really going on unexplored ground, a kind of landscape that has many different kinds of features, mountains and valleys, different kinds of ground, more firm and more soft. So feeling the backs of the hands. And as on any guided tour, you can just follow along or you can go off on your own. Check out things that aren't mentioned in the tour. Just feeling the skin on the backs of the hands. And the backs of the fingers. And where the skin meets the fingernails. And under the fingernails. Between the fingers. Simply feeling. Or also simply feeling and noticing if there's a kind of change of inner atmosphere depending on what you're noticing, what you're feeling. If there's a different atmosphere in the mind, in the consciousness, depending on what's the object, what you're paying attention to. And feeling the palms of the hands and fingers. Sides of the hands, the outer wrist, that delicate skin on the inner wrist. and how it feels different on the top or back of the wrist. And this guided tour could be worthwhile because sometimes when we live somewhere, we don't know it as well as we know places we've gone as tourists. And also we might be refining our ability to sense. We might come across some surprises. We might refine our way of feeling or seeing. And from seeing in a more fine way things that we haven't paid so much attention to before, there could be some shifts of alignment, shift of perspective. Or we could even find a redefinition of what body is by looking more closely at one part of body called the skin. And so coming up, the sensitive skin of the forearm, the under part of the forearm. Noticing what happens when we pay attention to what is more sensitive. If there's contraction or release. And then the upper part of the arm, coming up from the wrist to the elbow. What is it like to feel around the base of the different hairs, if you have hairs there? And the rough outer elbow. And what about where the elbow bends, inside the bend, the inner elbow? Allowing your way of feeling to be like being tender, bringing tenderness to the inner elbow, and coming up the arms toward the shoulders, letting the tenderness take the shape of what you're feeling. Let it conform to the different planes and angles. Top sides and underarms. Does the skin change as you reach the shoulder, the top of the shoulder and inside the underarm, giving some time to both? As if the skin were an unknown substance that you're touching or kneading with your fingers, or your hands, the hands of tenderness of your attention. And along the tops of the shoulders, gradually coming to meet at the base of the neck and the back. as we feel the skin, sometimes we may also include in our awareness some bone, muscle, connective tissue, etc., and it can be fun to really come back to just the skin. Sometimes to feel where the skin is more kind of sticky to what's underneath it and where it's more loose. Coming up the back of the neck, the skin. And coming onto the scalp, so the skin that, if there's hair, it's the skin under the hair. Coming up the back of the skin that comes around the back of the brain. Coming up to the top. Just as an experiment also to see what happens if we use this marvelous capacity to feel. And to feel into something very close to home, but that's something, the skin also, that is our mode of communication. It's also where we usually think we end or begin. So let's find out what is our experience when we feel it. And coming down into the face, feeling what it feels like to leave the zone where there's hair, if there's hair. And come onto the forehead. And letting there be this complexity of angles even on the simple forehead. And again, there might be our image of the forehead and then the feeling of the forehead. And then the eyebrows. The temples, so the sides of the face between the eyes and the sides of the head. And then feeling in towards the eyes. The skin between the eyebrows and the eyelids, and then several layers of skin, the top part of the eyelid that faces out, the inside of the eyelid that faces towards the eye, and then the skin of the eye. The eyelashes, all around the eyelashes, and the lower, below the eye skin. In the cheeks, feeling any change of temperature. Noticing if there are areas that feel more and less. on the cheeks, along the jaw, and coming to the mouth and nose. With the mouth and nose feeling all along the many angles of the outside part of the skin first. And then if you wish, and if you can, feeling right inside the nose, feeling how far in you can feel the skin of the nostrils and then into the sinuses. Can we feel how the skin reaches right inside the head and connects then to the back of the mouth? Then we could then come out from the back towards the front of the mouth if we want. Or we could feel from the lips in through the teeth, tongue to the back of the mouth. Just interesting to feel what we feel of the teeth. What is our experience of our own teeth? And if you're at the back of the mouth now, you could just come down throat, feeling the inside skin of the throat. If you're at the front of the mouth, you could come down the front outside of the throat, feeling the skin under the chin and coming down. Bringing tenderness. Enlivening the capacity to feel aliveness, expressing itself. If you feel skin inside the throat, just interesting to feel how far down you can feel towards the lungs and towards the stomach, that kind of inner skin for our breathing and eating and drinking. Inside the throat, we can feel the breath passing sometimes in and out. Bringing tenderness there. Why not? And then just pausing and everything that we've felt so far from the fingertips up through the head, neck, and throat. Just feeling it all as a whole, as one thing. And letting that skin receive tenderness. And then coming down through the rest of the body, maybe starting with the back, and going at your own pace, but really trying to be open to receive the changes in sensitivity, what kind of thing is being received in each place. Maybe sometimes it's more temperature, sometimes it's more texture, sometimes it's more the weight when you feel contact with the floor. Sometimes it might be more the lightness, whether literally as the chest rises with the in-breath, or some other kind of lightness, buoyancy. And as you go off on your own independent tour, just remembering to play with when there's an image that might help you locate the skin over the shoulder blade or the skin over the spine or whatever. Then kind of letting go of the image and really feeling. And then remembering that we could bring tenderness there. So we'll have a long pause while we all go in our own way to discover the skin and bring tenderness to the whole skin, our largest organ of the body. And wherever you are with the skin just now, if at all, maybe just again holding the sense of the whole skin as one organ, as a unified experience. That whole range of sensitivities in tenderness. And just feeling the movement of the skin with the breath of the body. And if you wish, a further step from here could be to feel or imagine that you're breathing in and out through the whole skin, as if the out-breath goes out through the skin. In all directions, and as if the in-breath comes in through the skin. From all around. From just a few centimeters around the body, coming in and out with the in-breath and out-breath. Can be worth trying to see if you connect with that technique for going in.